This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An annual songwriting competition places Cleveland musicians in classrooms to help kids address issues of hate, racism, and bigotry. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about the Stop the Hate Youth Sing Out. With an acoustic guitar over her shoulder, Cleveland singer-songwriter Diana Chittister stood in front of a classroom of about 20 Cleveland kids and started strumming a melody she came up with the night before. Chittister is used to commanding an audience, but on this morning just before Thanksgiving break, it was tough to get the attention of these ninth graders at one of the Cleveland School District's new model high schools in the old Brooklyn neighborhood.
Anybody feel like singing? Do you want to
sing? She can sing.
Chittister works with the Cleveland nonprofit Roots of American Music that runs an annual songwriting competition along with the Maltz Museum of Jewish Heritage and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nine high schools in Cuyahoga and Lorain counties were selected to participate. A local musician comes to their classroom, brainstorms ideas, and helps them write a song that confronts issues, including racism and discrimination. Most of the students in this classroom are minorities. Many of them have never played music. And Chittister's first goal is to get them feeling comfortable expressing themselves.
I talked about my relationship with my wife because I feel like they, even knowing that I'm in a same gender relationship, just makes it more relatable. I rapped for them. It's not my strong point. It's something I had to learn to do, but I come from a folk background. That's not really a cool music right now in high schools.
Chittister then asked the students to show off their freestyle skills. Justine Guerra, who was resting her head on her folded arms, perked up and silenced the room.
So it's to add your bright sense, what to let the dog so that you can know your left and right, and the ballot in the box, the bullet in the gun, and the glow to let you know to cry your brother's son. As there was to come, and promise was to come, and now remain a soldier, so the war is won.
It was the starting point for their song to come together. The topic the kids decided on was equal rights. Chittister wrote the melody and chorus, and the students came up with the lyrics. Guerra started jotting some words in her journal.
You heard me before, and you'll hear me again. When's it gonna end? Your dirty looks and your attitude. Why you gotta be so rude? I know equal rights can't be solved by fight. So why even bother trying? Suicide driven mind and being blind. So stop your stereotyping.
I wrote about how people get hurt because the way others treat them. Even I get treated bad because, you know, my skin tone's darker than some other people. Get dirty looks, I get attitude from other people.
On the other side of the classroom, a group of mostly boys worked on rap verses.
In this society, it's hard to get notoriety. Dealing with racism, giving us anxiety.
We got it.
Micah Daniel led the students in coming up with the message.
Like, if somebody comes in and talks about somebody getting bullied, people gonna take it serious, but not as serious as it is if, like, one of their favorite rappers or something talks about it. Because that, it gets stuck in your head and you start repeating it over and over and over. You actually feel what they're talking about.
Their teacher, Ashley Chorba, says the songwriting competition offers a different approach to learning because the program includes a field trip to the Maltz Museum.
When we learn, for example, about the Holocaust in class, they know it's bad, but the whole, like, self-reflection and my tiny choices, like, add up to big things is really hard for a ninth grader to comprehend.
By the final songwriting session, Chittister and the students came up with four verses and joined in a circle for a final run-through.
And you'll hear me again. Tell me when's it gonna end. Your dirty looks and your
Chittister says the experience is life-changing.
There's a reality check of, I know what my world is, my life is. Hearing other people's stories in classrooms, what kids as young as sixth grade to seniors are dealing with, it really changes a lot of how you think.
We need to stand.
This week, the students recorded their songs in a studio. They'll perform them next Wednesday at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the winning class gets $5,000 for their school.
In this society, it's hard to get notoriety. Dealing with racism is giving us anxiety. No one blending in with the night time to shine our light and win our fight.
Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. Thursdays on Morning Edition.
Try singing the chorus with me. You know it.
We need to stand for equal rights.
Nice.
hunger.